This is Wade Rath with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. According to EPI, annual infant care in 33 states now costs more than a year's tuition in a public university. Food and Agriculture Organization of the UN has suggested by 2015, agricultural production will have to rise by 70% to meet projected population demand. AAA estimated that 16 million drivers in the U.S. suffered pothole damage over the last 5 years, and a bill to fix their vehicles was $3 billion per year. Supreme Court struck down parts of a restrictive Texas law that could have reduced the number of abortion clinics in the state to about 10 from what was once a high of roughly 40. 5-3 decision was the court's most sweeping statement on abortion rights since Planned Parenthood versus Casey in 1992. Committee for the Defense of Democracy, KOD, has become the vanguard of resistance to the Law and Justice Party in Poland and its move to conservative authoritarianism. It began reportedly with a Facebook posting about the need for a new political movement and now has 230,000 followers and has mobilized about 1.5 million Poles, about 5% of the population. The automaker Volkswagen, federal officials and lawyers for a half a million diesel car owners have reached a deal meant to resolve a big piece of the emissions cheating scandal. Price tag for VW, $14.7 billion. Bob McDonnell, the former governor of Virginia, did only routine favors in exchange for gifts, the Supreme Court justices ruled in a closely watched corruption case. For the second time since 2010, the court narrowed the avenues that prosecutors have to file such charges. The decision could even discourage some cases from being brought in the first place. A setback for the left protest parties in Spanish elections is the Popular Party got 137 of 350 parliamentary seats, up from 123 in the December elections. Socialists won 85 seats, down from 90 in their lowest result ever. Podemos won 71 seats, effectively unchanged from December, even after forming an alliance with United Left. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathkin. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.